I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove from the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
I'm so sad. I want to lay down for a week and not speak day.
The Static Trees is a songwriting duo from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, made up of Nikki Barber and Dylan Whitlow. Mixing a variety of instruments and 60s folk rock sensibilities, the Trees have released 4 CDs in their first 12 months. Dylan and Nikki were in Lancaster in April for the Launch Music Conference and joined me at the Candy Factory for a chat about their third CD, 3 Acres of Logic.
Well, joining me at the Candy Factory in downtown Lancaster, Pennsylvania, is the Static Trees, all the way from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, here for the Launch Music Conference and Festival and showcasing tonight. Welcome to Lancaster.
Thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
It's great to have this opportunity to talk with you about your music. I've known about it for, I don't know, maybe a half year or so, and the one record that I have, 3 Acres of Logic, not the latest, but the one I'm most familiar with, and that's the one I want to get into. But you have been very prolific in writing and releasing records. According to my notes, 3 albums last year?
Four
last year?
Well
I'm counting Electric Grasses this year.
We haven't quite hit. On April 29th was when we released our first CD.
Yeah.
And we have out 4 now. So the goal was actually to put out a 5th one on the 29th again, like as a year.
Oh, so for 1 year,
and
yeah.
We have material for
We're still working on it, but yeah. We're not quite sure if it'll be done by then.
All right,
might be like mid-May or something, but...
You bigger than hopping.
Yeah.
Right.
I'll talk fast so you can get back to it. So I'm with Dylan Whitlow and Nikki Barber, and I want to first talk about how you came together as the Static Trees. So were you both working independently, playing music around town, or how did the Static Trees form as a duo?
Well, I mean, we had been writing songs for a while. I play bass in another band, but I had never had like songwriting experience really. But then she started writing songs too, and we kind of just decided that it would, you know, be
yeah,
fun.
I remember I had never really sang in front of you before or anything, and then one day, you just wrote a song, and you're like, Nikki, I think you should really sing this. And from there on out, we were kind of like, we should do something with this.
Yeah.
Like, it just worked so well. And our friend, yeah, recorded it for us. He was like, this is so cool. And, yeah, just from there, we have kind of just worked.
Yeah, it's interesting that on the records, you trade off lead vocals. It's not a formula.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of different elements represented in the recordings that I have, at least the 3 Acres of Logic record. Different instruments, different instrumentation, different approaches.
Definitely.
Can you get into the creative process a bit? Some examples of how some of these songs may have developed. In other words, how did you bring them to the table? Who brings them, and how do they become what we hear on the records?
Well, I mean, I write more of them, and
yeah.
They usually get started. I'll just be playing the acoustic guitar or piano, and the music almost always comes first.
Yeah,
the lyrics really don't come first.
It's even
typically.
When I'm writing, I feel the same way, the music.
Yeah, and then once I get, like, a melody, I just start tossing, like, one line around in my head usually, and then I'll build on it and then try to say something with it, and you know.
Yeah.
So it's not just a rant or like or something, but you know, I want it to be catchy but still have purpose. A lot of like mainstream music, I feel like the lyrics have gotten they've gotten lazy with them and you know, more modern times.
It's probably safe to say that pop music over the years has been,
yeah,
been pretty much that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then are you bringing songs to the table as well, Nikki?
Yeah, well, I'm not as good. I play the guitar, but I'm not as good at any instrument as Dylan. So I normally just kind of, start with the music and, I'll get a melody into my head and I'll just start working with it. And then I'll come to Dylan and he'll kind of add in his own mix to it and kind of really make it like the full song that we want it because, yeah, I don't know as many notes, you know, and he just really, he adds it in. Or, and same with when he writes his songs, like, I'm better with the harmonies and things, so he'll bring it to me and, you know, I'll add in that whole aspect of it too. So, I mean, even though we don't really write too many songs together, but we're always both really working on the songs and overall, I should say.
Are you have you recorded all these records yourselves to this point?
Yes, so far. But actually, hopefully that's going to change. We're planning a trip to Nashville this summer. We met with a producer back in January in Nashville, and he wants to record just like a 5-song EP with us, but in an actual studio.
Right.
With other, I guess, studio musicians as well to help us piece it in so that I don't have to play everything.
How did that come about? How did you meet this producer?
We played a showcase for Band with a Mission. It was the agency. And, yeah, it was a closed showcase, and you just go and kind of, there was like 5 different bands there, I think. And they all just played like their 3 best songs. And then there were just like judges kind of, but they weren't really, they were just judging you. It wasn't like a competition against the band.
Yeah, sure.
So, and yeah, like the producer we met with was one of the judges, and so he just happened to meet up with us afterwards because he really liked us, and we've just kept in contact with him ever since. So.
That's great. Where was the showcase? Where did you go to do it?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, so you went to Nashville?
We went there in January.
I didn't think Hanover, Pennsylvania had a lot of music agencies.
You kind of have to go out for the music.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Have you been to Nashville much?
No, that was our first time. But actually, luckily, I told like my parents about it, and they wanted to go too, so they drove us and everything.
Did you check out Opryland?
We tried to. It actually, there was a flood kind of like right before we came down there.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So it was actually closed down.
Really closed off.
Yeah, when we went there.
We got close though.
Yeah, we could see it. But we didn't go in or anything.
Let's talk about some of the songs on 3 Acres of Logic. The first track, the song is dedicated to, I love this. I just love the different verses and how you're singing them to different people. First of all, musically, who played banjo? Dylan, did you play banjo?
Yeah, I played banjo.
What instruments have you played on these records?
I do guitar and piano, and then with my keyboard, I'll play like synthesizer and like organ sometimes. And then I'll do the bass and banjo and mandolin.
All right, very good. Talk about the song. Talk about the lyrics behind the behind this one.
I guess, yeah, each song is dedicated, or each verse, I mean, is dedicated to someone or something else. I guess I was feeling pretty down when I wrote it. So the first song is the first verse is the song's dedicated to happiness. And then I guess from there, I just kind of branched. I was like, where can I go from here? So I did it to myself. Like, the first verse is kind of myself, you know, and then the second verse is kind of to everyone else because I just said this song's dedicated to you.
Yeah, right.
The third verse is to peace, and then the fourth verse is to Nikki here. So, I mean, each verse, I don't know.
That's great. I just
dedicated
to
something else.
Yeah.
This song is dedicated to happiness. Wherever you are, next time I see you, I won't take advantage of you. Oh no. In this song, it's dedicated to you. Whoever you are, next time you see me, say hello to me, and I'll respect you. At least I'll really try to.
The next song on the record, the first one that really I think grabbed me was Media. This is a Nikki song. and there's a common there are common elements to the songs that you sing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've got a really beautiful old country voice.
Thank you. Yeah, that's what I get a lot.
Yeah, yeah, and it's lazy, and it just kind of reminds me of, you know, afternoons in the summer. But I absolutely love the harmonies in the chorus. I guess it's the later chorus. Talk about this song and where it came from and who wrote it.
Well, I wrote it actually probably
a while ago.
2 years before we actually recorded it. So I've had it for a while, but I never really had a chorus for it. Like, mm-hmm. I kind of had something I threw together, but nothing that I ever was really proud of. So we kind of just put it on the back burner for a while. And then, yeah, one day I just started playing it again. I was going through, like, all my, you know, old lyrics and things. And I just started playing with it again, and I just found the chorus that I really loved. And then the harmonies just kind of, once I recorded, like, the basic voice, the harmonies just kind of came out from there, too. And, I mean, it's a song just kind of about, I don't know, just in being in, so into, like, reading and, you know, the media and all that type of thing, but how it doesn't really change, at least at the end, kind of how, like, you know, I can't rewrite fate, you know. It's, I don't know, it was just, yeah, I was surrounded with, in my little college dorm room, with just all of my books and things, and I was just looking around and just kind of feeling like this isn't enough still, so I just needed something else. And then I wrote the song, and, you know, kind of made me feel better, I guess.
Rainy day woman makes my day by the fourth time around. I'll be on my way before the lowlands can bring me down. The music that I listen to don't matter anyway. It all seems to sound the same. Look my way, media. Won't help me now, media.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Joining me today are Nicky Barber and Dylan Whitlow of The Static Trees from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
So, Hard Work and Family and Me, it's another Dylan song, and, you know, and it's got a real Bob Dylan kind of feel to
it. Yeah, that's definitely what I was going for.
Maybe it's the harmonica, maybe it's the fact that it's like 6 minutes long with a lot of words.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like the genuine, you know, the genuineness or the realness of the song. I think it captures that theme. Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing I can say about all of the songs on the record and all the songs that I've heard from you, which is, you know, this record plus some tracks from the other ones, is there's a real quality to it. You know, it's like you're singing about real things.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what we tried to do.
Yeah. I just kind of write what I, you know, see and what I feel.
Mm-hmm. And it was interesting to hear a song about this, like, about this topic.
Yeah.
The one lyric that that I liked and I wanted to highlight was the one about your mom, assuming it's your mom, not fictional. Mm. My mom, she works hard to bring home insurance. Mm. I mean, you don't usually hear that in a, you know what I mean? So we don't go broke when we get sick. I think that's a great line. I mean, and it's so real.
Yeah, I mean, my mom's told me 1,000 times if it wasn't for the insurance, she wouldn't even need a job. I mean, financially, my dad can support us all, but his job doesn't come with insurance. So that's really her reason for working right now, I mean, is, you know.
Yeah, I guess, too, it's because you don't, I mean, that's real folk music, you know, because folk music was about people.
Right.
And about what they went through. But you think of folk music and you think of the old stuff prior to the dramatic need for insurance, you know, like there is today.
Right. Yeah.
So that was cool. What made you decide to write a song and then highlight each family member?
I don't know. I guess I felt like I wasn't pulling my weight. I don't know. I was taken for granted. I was going to college at the time, but I didn't enjoy it. And I mean, I kind of just went and put a half-assed effort towards it, and was kind of wasting my parents' money. Or so I felt. And I mean, I still go, but I'm doing a little better now. And but I don't know. I guess I just felt I wasn't pulling my weight. So I wrote a song about how everybody else did.
That's great. So it's like a tribute.
Yeah, exactly.
To what everyone else is doing. That's that's really cool. There's another Nicki song that I really like on the record. It's got that same country feel.
Yeah.
But what works is that you're going back and forth, and there's so many different things that, you know, it's not just the same thing over and over again, but it is that slower country feel, the classic country. But there's really this nice ambience in the background, and the song is Couldn't Even If I Tried. I really love this song.
I do too.
It reminds me. This one reminds me of some Azzy Star records that we have playing in our household very frequently. We're big fans of Mazzy Star, and I think that this really reminded me of the work that Hope Sandoval's done solo as well. You know, that whole thing. Talk about this song.
Well, I wrote it. I know it was right when we were pretty close to being finished with the album, I think, because it was one of the last ones we did. And I remember I was just sitting outside one day, and I just, it's one of those that doesn't have, I mean, it has a lot of emotional feeling behind it, but it kind of didn't stem from one specific occasion. It was just kind of, I just started writing, and I got this line in my head, and I just kind of went with it and just, yeah, and then I brought it to Dylan and we just kind of made it into a full song. But I know because I write a lot of slower songs, yeah. So I wanted to do something that was a little more upbeat, but, you know, I mean, I don't go super fast ever, really. I mean, when I write songs. So, you know, it was just my way of kind of doing a little bit quicker of a song, I guess, and just, yeah, it has...
Yeah, when she brought it to me, it sounded, like you said, just like an old country song. I was like, you know, that's kind of like a Johnny Cash song or something. And
yeah.
That's why, I mean, at the end, she even puts, like, she sings it like, couldn't even if I tried.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah, like I forget we added that little part in. Yeah. I remember us, like, getting that right and just thinking, that's so cool. Oh, it's been a while since I saw your face. My, how the time has passed. Hear them gone without the trace. Oh, baby, I'm feeling lonely. Man, I miss your embrace.
There's a song toward the end of the record called Changing that I think is one of the better songs on the album. It's almost 8 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the longest one we had written at that time, at least.
And there's a bookend of long guitar instrumental piece.
Mm-hmm.
with this great vocal part in the middle. Ambient, really nice ambient vocals. Kind of reminds me of the old My Morning Jacket records.
Mm-hmm.
Just great sounds you're getting. Let's talk about this song some, because the guitar part in particular just floats for me. I mean, that's, talk about the lazy Saturday afternoon in the
yeah.
summer, man.
Actually, I mean, to be honest, that wasn't really all that planned. I wrote, like, the part that I do sing in the middle, like, I wrote that part originally, but when I went to record it, I kind of just started goofing around and found, like, this whole kind of way to walk up and down the neck and stay in the
Yeah, I remember
same key.
Each take was different. I mean, when you did the guitar, none of it was ever the same to one another. It was
right.
all improv, for the most part, at least.
Yeah, I mean, it probably only took me, like, two tries or something to do the whole thing from beginning to end. And, yeah, at the end... I was, like, actually almost tempted to end it, but it kind of gets quiet when I'm done singing.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then I just...
It just rolls back
out. Yeah. I wasn't done yet.
What about the lyrics?
Actually, at that time, I had gotten real sick, and I know I had to kind of give up a lot of things that I was doing before then, so I wrote about, you know, how I was changing.
Yeah, the transitions.
Yeah, exactly.
Changed and now I'm always
All right, I want to ask you to name me a couple CDs that you can't live without. Who wants to start?
I'll start.
All right, go ahead, Nikki.
Well, Beggar's Banquet, the Rolling Stones. Right on. We actually talked about some of them, so we
How many of them are the Stones?
Probably most.
Most of them, yeah. We listen. We have pretty much the exact same music.
Okay, I would need both Beggar's Banquet and Sticky Fingers by the Rolling Stones. And Let It Bleed by the Rolling Stones. I would need all the, pretty much anything by the Beatles.
Revolver,
and especially. I would need anything made by Dylan until 1975, until after Blood on the Tracks.
Right on.
I would also put the White Stripes in there. Definitely. We're very influenced by the White Stripes. Yeah. And
I love Jack White.
Yeah, anything Jack White does, pretty much we love. So.
Yeah. Anything else current? What have you been into lately?
Currently,
like new stuff.
She likes.
I like The Kills.
Yeah.
Which is part of. It was the lead singer of the Dead Weather. That's her other band, and we like the Dead Weather, which is also Jack White.
We like Beck a lot.
Oh yeah.
Beck, I mean, he's.
He's just so varied.
Yeah,
he can
he's
do
so
anything.
Different.
Yeah.
All of his albums are so different from this last one.
We've been listening. We just started listening to the Growlers too, and they've been pretty cool.
Have you ever heard of them, the Growlers?
Yeah.
Our friend just let us listen to, I guess, their newest CD. I'm not even sure, but I mean, and it's kind of like got a little piratey feel, but it's fun.
Cool.
So
and
I don't know.
I also love. There might maybe as much as the White Stripes. I love a band called Vietnam. They're out of Brooklyn. They're not very famous or anything yet, but they're just like real rock and roll. Like truly, it sounds
kind
like
of
they're from the 70s.
Bob Dylan almost too, because they talk a lot with their words and they've got really good words, really good words.
And a lot of them.
Yeah, it's just all kind of.
That's great. Thanks, man, and thanks very much for coming in and talking to me about your music.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks,
I'm really excited to hear your showcase tonight, too.
I'm excited to play.
Enjoy launch.
All right, thanks.
Yep. The Static Trees are Nikki Barber and Dylan Whitlow from Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Link up to their various online profiles at our website, woodstovehouse.com, where you can find show notes, listen to past episodes, subscribe to the show via iTunes, or leave some feedback. This episode was recorded at the Candy Factory. The Candy Factory is Lancaster, Pennsylvania's premier shared workspace. Find out more at candyissweet.com. Around the Wood Stove is a production of the Wood Stove House. Find us on the web at woodstovehouse.com.